From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Syrian rebel groups say they are waging a large-scale offensive in Aleppo to break the government's siege on neighborhoods in the eastern part of the divided city. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Friday rebel shelling in West Aleppo killed 15 civilians and wounded 100. An airstrike on a school in Syria killed nearly 30 people, most of them children. Both the observatory and the White House have said that either the Syrian or Russian governments were responsible for the attacks. Meantime, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov hosted the foreign ministers of Syria, Iran, and Moscow Friday to discuss the situation in Aleppo. Following the meeting, Lavrov said Russia will be keeping supporting the Syrian government while the West is considering new sanctions to put pressure on both countries to halt an offensive against rebel-held parts of Aleppo, which had drawn international outrage. United Nations member states have voted overwhelmingly on a measure that could lead to a ban on nuclear weapons. The UN Disarmament and International Security Committee voted to approve a resolution that calls for negotiations on a new treaty outlawing nuclear weapons, despite opposition from the nuclear-armed nations. The United States, Israel, France, Russia, and Britain were among the nations voting against the non-binding measure. UN members will meet in December to vote on a resolution during a full General Assembly. The U.S. presidential candidates crisscrossing the so-called battleground states as Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton head into the home stretch of the campaign. Surrogates of the candidates are also out campaigning, including former President Bill Clinton, speaking in Pennsylvania Friday.
Here's what I want you to do. First and foremost, most important, Pennsylvania is an election day state. You got to get everybody you can there to vote. She will be the next president if our turnout is as high or higher than their turnout.
Millions of U.S. voters have already cast their ballots in several states where early voting is permitted. This is VOA News. A jury in the northwestern U.S. state of Oregon dealt a blow to the government in a long-running battle over the use of public lands when it acquitted all seven defendants involved in the armed occupation of a national wildlife refuge in Oregon. VOA's Jeff Custer has our report.
Tumult erupted in the courtroom Thursday after the verdicts were read when an attorney for group leader Eamon Bundy demanded his client be immediately released and repeatedly yelled at the judge. U.S. Marshals tackled attorney Marcus Mumford to the ground, used a stun gun on him several times, and arrested him. Bundy's co-counsel, Morgan Philpott, said that was wrong. The U.S. District Court judge said she could not release Bundy because he still faces charges in Nevada stemming from an armed standoff at his father Clavin Bundy's ranch 2 years ago. That trial is scheduled to begin early next year. The Portland jury acquitted Bundy, his brother Ryan Bundy, and five others of conspiring to impede federal workers from their jobs at the Mulhere National Wildlife Refuge, 500 kilometers southeast of Portland, earlier this year. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Protests are relatively calm in the U.S. state of North Dakota Friday, following a day that turned violent between police and demonstrators opposing the construction of an oil pipeline across from what police say is private property that has been occupied by Native Americans. As police moved in from the north Thursday, almost simultaneously, pipeline construction resumed to the west of the protest site near the city of Cannonball, North Dakota. Authorities had dismantled the camp and arrested more than 100 people, including tribal elders who were praying peacefully. The mayor of the Philippine town, who had publicly named President Rodrigo Duterte as being involved in the illegal drug trade, was gunned down by police in a gunfight, on Friday. Media reports say the people in the mayor's convoy opened fire on police at a checkpoint, killing the mayor and nine others. Duterte won the presidential election early this year, largely based on his promise to aggressively target drug dealers and criminals. Meantime, speaking of Duterte, says don't expect to hear him utter any more curse words, saying late Thursday that God spoke to him on a plane during his recent return from Japan, saying he would bring the plane down if Duterte didn't stop cursing. But Duterte stopped short of saying his promise to God meant he would drop profanity when he sometimes uses or refers to the United States or the European Union. Details of much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.